She's not coming.
Oh, okay.
She's not going to make it.
Yeah. Okay. So, Mayor, we do have a quorum.
Okay.
And the first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the last meeting on March the 22nd.
Right.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second for approval of the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. Motion carries.
Okay. Item number two is the report on items to be considered at a future city council meeting and items to be considered by city council committees.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions or comments about any of the items scheduled for review?
Good. It appears that all of these items are for dates that have already occurred, at least in my folder.
Oh, I'm looking on the electronic version.
No. Oh, gosh, y'all are so high tech.
The forecast is there.
There you go.
I'm going to have to
Give you all.
I'm right here.
Give some senior assistance there.
Okay. No iron problem.
All right, so we'll move on then to item number three.
Item number three is the resolution that declares San Antonio a hidden hero city, and that's to be presented by Karen.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm here to recommend a resolution that San Antonio be named a Hidden Heroes City. In 2011, the Elizabeth Dole Foundation came to be. They're looking at caregivers for wounded warriors. She was caring for her husband at the time at Walter Reed and realized that the caregivers really did not have the level of recognition or support that they needed to help them kind of develop a network, and this is across the United States. So those caregivers give a tremendous amount of their lives in supporting those wounded warriors. In order to be a hidden hero city, she asked for three things. And the first one was recognition, just making sure that there was a establishment that would get the word out to talk about what those caregivers do. The other thing is to devise some sort of committee that would oversee the caregivers and actually put together a registry so that they would have a network of who those caregivers are. So, and the third thing is just making sure that that registry has been inputted nationally so that there's a national network to enable those caregivers to have all the support that they need to take care of their loved ones. So of those three things, we in the Office of Military Affairs took a look at it and we put together with our Veteran Advisory Committee an opportunity for them to be the lead, to be that committee or commission that would look for caregivers within the San Antonio community. Today I want to introduce Ms. Sonia Alvarado. She is an Elizabeth Dole Fellow, and she wants to tell you a little bit about her story, as well as let you know what the Elizabeth Dole Foundation has done for her.
Well, good afternoon, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to address this group. I am one of the 5.5 million caregivers around the nation in Puerto Rico. Most of us are mothers, fathers, friends, spouses, and loved ones who are taking care of our sons, daughters, husbands, and wives. Most of us were pushed into this situation without any training, without any knowledge, and it was just in a matter of seconds that we became caregivers. In our case, my case especially, my son was injured in 2011, November 14, 2011. And so when I met him in Germany, I immediately realized that if he was going to survive, he will require care. And who better than giving the care that he needs than mom? What better place than provide for him the care that he needs than at home? And so my husband and I decided to, right there, we made the decision that we were going to put aside our lives, our dreams, and our aspirations, and just make the commitment to care for our son. My son, Sergeant Luis Alvarado, was injured in 2011, like I said. The doctors gave him 36 hours of life. And it's gonna be 5 years since he's been home. And every time the doctors come to the house, they always say, you know, this kid is alive because of you, because of God first, but then because of you and your husband and the care that he's receiving at home. And so the Elizabeth Dole Foundation is giving us the opportunity to share our stories, to voice the needs of the caregivers, to tell the nation our stories, to put faces in front of people and telling them who we are. In our case, we relocated our family from Illinois to San Antonio because after doing all the investigation and all the research that we needed, we realized that San Antonio was the place that Louis, my son, was going to receive the best care possible. And I know this is the same story for other caregivers who are moving from their homes into San Antonio. And this is why we have been invited to come and to talk to you, because this city has so much to offer our wounded warriors and also the caregivers. The Elizabeth Dole Foundation is ready to work with you, is ready to do whatever needs to be done in order for the whole nation to hear the stories. Our kids have done so much for this nation, and it is time for us, all of us, to do something for them and for those of us who care for them. So thank you.
So we have the infrastructure in place in order to promote and to support the Elizabeth Dole Foundation for Hidden Heroes. The only thing that the city needs, and we hope that council will help, would be a resolution to name San Antonio a Hidden Hero City.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Robin, we really appreciate you being here and sharing your personal story, and we certainly pray that your son will continue to recover and regain his health.
Thank you.
For your strength as you continue to provide care for him as well. This, to me, is a no-brainer. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Bring this to our attention, and I'm wondering how many other stories there are throughout the community, but through doing this, we'll be able to kind of gather them together so that they can have additional support and connected to additional networks. So we really appreciate you all being here. I'll start with the comment.
Well, I'll be glad to make a motion to move the resolution forward. I think this is a wonderful idea. We need to make this statement. And of all places that should be making it, it's Military City of the United States. So, again, thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Second. And third, thank you for your service, Ms. Alvarado, and for your son's service as well.
Mayor, committee, good afternoon. Councilman Medina's CCR in March was in response to an Alamo Heights 16-year-old who I think most of us have heard a lot about at this point, who took his own life after being bullied online. What became clear in the months after that tragedy was the lack of legal recourse that exists in law today for dealing with that type of issue. Bullying is in state law. Cyberbullying was not. And there were a number of obstacles for prosecution and for dealing with those types of things. So Senator Jose Menendez and Representative Ina Minjares from our delegation filed companion bills in the legislature this session, Senate Bill 179 and HB 306. Which do a number of things to try to rectify that. Number one, it would codify, if approved, cyberbullying as a misdemeanor crime. It allows courts to issue subpoenas pre-suit to be able to investigate whether cyberbullying occurred in an activity so as to lead to potential prosecution or lawsuit. It requires that public schools report any cyberbullying cases that they become aware of and intervene in those cases. and it allows the families of victims to sue cyberbully parents if the parents could have intervened and didn't. The bill, as the legislature works, they don't follow our schedule. So as it turned out, the House version was posted for a hearing earlier this week on Tuesday. Knowing that we had the discussion here in governance first, we talked to our police department. The police chief had met previously with both legislators and felt that this was a positive thing from a law enforcement standpoint. And so we took the liberty to register our support for Representative Enjadez's bill. Our recommendation now is to route this proposed resolution to the IGR committee where all the other legislative items go. And since the IGR committee under Chairman Cryer is meeting weekly, we can draft and consider a resolution next Wednesday that if the committee decides, we could move on to the full city council.
This too is a no-brainer, and I would certainly move we do that, Jeff. I am confident enough that the rest of the council will support this that I think we ought to go ahead and let the senator and the representative know that we are fully behind it, and we will not be contradicted. So I support.
All right. Thank you. Well, we appreciate Councilman Medina bringing this forward. We have a motion and a second.
Item four, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion carries.
Thank you. All right. Yes, ma'am. Item number five is a council consideration request by Councilmember Alan Moore, District 2, regarding the review and update of the city's Unified Development Plan, Neighborhood Conservation District section, including recommended amendments to the Nike Park Neighborhood Conservation District. And this will be presented by
Rich. Good afternoon, Mayor and committee members. The CCR submitted by Councilman Warwick is actually similar to the CCR submitted by Councilman Trevino that the Governance Committee considered on February 8th. This CCR is related to Mankey Park. At that time in February, the Governance Committee gave staff direction to move forward with the Beacon Hill review, NCD, and then also the Alta Vista, as well as looking at the NCD policy. Overall. Since that time, we have gone forward to the Neighborhoods and Livability as of this past Monday with the Beacon Hill NCD. Planning is working with the City Attorney's Office, OHP, DSD, and looking at the overarching policy followed by Alta Vista. So this would be more or less in the queue with those NCD reviews.
Meeting is